Welcome to another Carlo and Lloyd Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin. Robert.
Yes.
There is something that's happened that's so exciting, and as soon as I heard about it, I thought of you straight away, and I thought, Rob must be so excited about this. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, right? Do you want me to, like, can you know what I'm talking about?
A new Adam Family film?
Is there a new Adam Family?
No, I'm guessing.
That you like that? You like that
type? I didn't mind that.
That's rubbish. This is more exciting. The Adelaide Bite baseball team have been bought, they're now owned by the Adelaide Crows.
The Adelaide Crows?
I don't know what's going on with the Adelaide Crows. They have taken an e-sport franchise. Yep. You know what e-sport is?
Where they have a stable of organisations within their organisation.
E-sport is where you play games online that get streamed to, like, literally thousands, hundreds of thousands of people watch these people playing games against each other.
Oh,
so the Crows have an e-sport, they took over an e-sport team, and now they've gone and bought the baseball team. What is going on?
Does that mean that it's not real baseball? They're going to play it sort of computer?
They're separate. I think the e-sport one is a separate thing from this baseball.
Oh, thank goodness. You had me scared there for a minute.
To me, this has got to be surely a great thing for baseball, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It absolutely is. I mean, just I've always had a love for the greater game rather than just the ABL and the local baseball, which I have a huge love of that as well. But I remember 2 years ago going to Sydney to watch Australia play South Africa and the Philippines and New Zealand. They were involved in the World Baseball Classic, and I also went to Japan where they played in the first round against Japan, Cuba and China. Of course, back in the day, 2000 Olympics, the baseball there, and 99, the Intercontinental Cup with Australia and all the other countries there, and even 2 years ago, 4 years ago now, when Los Angeles and the Diamondbacks played in Sydney and Australia played them. I just love that international feel that comes out of Australia for baseball. And this new addition to the ABL with the New Zealand and Korea coming in, I'm over the moon.
So what will this mean for the Adelaide Bite? Like, where were they prior to this in terms of where they were as a club and a team and funding-wise? And what will now being owned by, or having the license owned by the Adelaide Crows, what will it mean for baseball here? What will it mean for that team?
I think two things. It'll take some of the financial stress off of the district clubs and baseball SA. They won't have that high level of responsibility of trying to fund a team where... Whereas when it first started, about 2010, Major League Baseball underwrote it, but then they pulled out a couple of years ago. So it's been a bit of a struggle. Local clubs have had to, in a way, fund it to a certain degree. This takes the financial pressure off. So that's exciting in itself because it'll allow the grassroots of the sport to grow a little bit. And the other aspect is, like I expressed my excitement, the fact that we're going to have international baseball played in Adelaide. That's absolutely sensational.
And when was the last time that happened?
Well, I remember we used to get in the 70s and the early 80s, industrial teams from Japan used to come over and play at Norwood Oval. And I remember Florida High School came and played our juniors 1 year. Always very exciting times. Perhaps the biggest international flavour coming here was 1985 when baseball's actually played for one season at Football Park, and the Asian Baseball Championship was on at Perth that particular season, and Korea and China actually came to Football Park and played the South Australian team. That would, in my memory, that's probably the last time baseball have had an international flavour. Obviously you have international players playing the ABL with various teams, but that probably would be it. And I remember just recently, back in January, in the softball at West Beach, there was a Japanese team came over and played the Australian team. So there was a little bit more of an international flavour for the sister sport of baseball.
So my understanding is that the Korean team are based here in Australia. Is it an off season for them, or do they have another season that they're playing? Is this an extension of that, or a different season for them?
It's hard for me to say, to be completely honest, because I'm not sure what the seasons are over in that part of the country. I would suggest that they were similar to us, but because they're called Korea Winter Ball, perhaps...
The name seems to suggest maybe that's what they're doing. I mean, it's...
Well, that was my thinking when I read it. And they've divided, with the six original Australian teams and the two international sides, it's an 18 league. They've divided it into what they call conferences. So there's two divisions. There's a South-West division, which includes Adelaide Bight, Melbourne Aces, and Perth Heat, as well as Korea Winter Bowl. And they'll all play each other in two series, one away, one home. Four games per series are eight games. Then you have the North East Division, which will be the Brisbane Bandits, the Sydney Blue Sox, and Canberra Cavalry, as well as New Zealand. And they'll all play each other home and away for eight games against each. And then Interdivision, you'll play four games. So the Adelaide Bight will play Brisbane, Sydney, New Zealand, and Canberra in one four-game series as well, for a total of 40 games. So Adelaide will play 40 games for the whole season, which is about normal.
And when they play the four games, will they fly to Perth and stay there and play those games over
3 days, 4 days?
4 days.
Yeah, that's a normal procedure. My understanding is that Korea will be based in Australia, so I'm hoping it is in Adelaide.
If they're in our conference, do you think Melbourne, Adelaide would be the choice rather than maybe Perth?
Yeah, I would suggest. I mean, Perth have got a pretty good diamond over there, but I think Adelaide, with the new facilities at West Beach for training, with the batting tunnels and all those types of facilities, and plenty of room out the back, there's a diamond out the back, a second diamond, which is interchangeable between softball and baseball, so there's plenty of scope. And, of course, it would bring in some money into South Australia, that area, if Korea is based here, and I'm hoping they will be, and it makes sense if they are.
It does. Exciting times, isn't it, if that goes ahead. From the Crows' perspective, I mean, I know, not long ago, Port Power again played a game over in China, and they've been involved in trying to build a market over there for sponsorship and to bring in revenue. What do you think the benefits are going to be? Obviously, Crows are a big organisation too. They're not just going to go and take over a baseball team for no purpose. Mm-hmm. So what do you think the benefits are for them?
I think it's the international repercussions. I think, some of Australia's biggest trading partners are the USA and Japan and China, and they're all baseball-playing nations, and baseball's big in those countries. So it is a backdoor look into that type of scene for the Crows. So I think that was a wise move in that sense. There's also the opportunity for expansion in the ABL with Japan, China, Taiwan, even maybe the Philippines coming in, as well as maybe Hobart and Northern Territory. So there's that hope as well. If it's successful, the growth of the ABL could be something that the Crows could use to piggyback and perhaps play games in some of those countries.
So, because you'd think they'd struggle to make a profit from the baseball itself, but you think it's probably more the external side of it, bringing in maybe getting a different market, different sponsors possibly.
Yeah, there's a whole myriad of opportunities that open up, and obviously they have to be tested. So the Crows are taking a little bit of a risk, but I think because of the financial stability of the club, it's not that big a risk for them to open up markets. And when you look at the possibilities, they're endless in one regard. And there's a couple of interesting scenarios. Obviously, I don't know what's going to happen with the programming, and I don't know, I presume they'll be playing at West Beach. But there's a possibility, if the Crows are on board, that there may be games at Football Park, because they've...
Well, one, did you say that they played there? Is that another thing that's a possibility? With all we know there's a lot of urban development going in the West Lakes area, where around the Adelaide Crows, Do you think at some point that might be an impetus or a stimulus to actually have a new training venue, a new place where, in fact, they combine all this stuff together?
It's hard to say. They have spent a lot of money. The government invested in West Beach, so I think that's going to be Baseball SA's sort of home for the foreseeable future. But I can see where perhaps international games could be played at Football Park, depending on the redevelopment that they've done there. But if they've kept the ground and they've kept enough seating, it would suit the sport. I think also they may look at relocating at places like perhaps Nord, where it was really popular. Theberton, where they've played baseball there. And I know around the traps, there's been Wavell mentioned and there's been Richmond mentioned, Richmond Oval, over the last 5 to 10 years. So whether they want to relocate to a more central Adelaide location, whether they just want to continue playing at West Beach, who knows? It's conjecture at this stage. I would suggest that this particular season they'll play at West Beach. There's a couple other interesting aspects as well. The programming hasn't come out, but with the way the conferences are set up, I was thinking to myself, wouldn't it be a pity if Adelaide played New Zealand in their four games in New Zealand? But then I thought of another plan. Perhaps what they can do is play a series where the teams can meet in Melbourne and Adelaide and Melbourne can play New Zealand in two games each in Melbourne. And then the following week, those two clubs can go over to New Zealand and play a couple of games. That would be a fantastic opportunity for people from Adelaide to travel to Melbourne. And then perhaps one season down the track, play in Adelaide, where maybe Perth and Adelaide can sort of like play. There's lots of potential for different types of things that were not in existence previous. So, yes, it's very exciting.
Well, I'm really pleased for you. And I'm pleased for basketball. I hope that this really helps the basketball fraternity, not only at the highest level there, but as you said, I hope that I think that the Crows sort of media savvy and pull that it might even, you know, might put baseball that it's had its good times, hasn't it, in Adelaide? Yeah. I mean, we've had some really good results over the years, but this might put it back in the centre stage again.
Well, it's interesting. Norwood Oval was the home of baseball for 70-odd years, and it was hugely popular. 5,000-10,000 regularly came in the 50s, the 60s, and even when the Adelaide Giants used to play in the 90s, huge crowds used to come. Always you used to get 3,000 to 5,000 per day there. Very popular at Norwood Oval. And I'd like to mention a mate of mine just put out a book on South Australian sporting venues, and he had a host of different people writing chapters on Norwood Oval, Elizabeth Oval, and a whole range of sporting grounds. And I was reading the Norwood Oval chapter, which was written by a football fella, and there was a throwaway line that baseball was played there. And I was a little bit disappointed because it was huge at Norwood Oval, very big.
Yeah, well, as you're right, back in the 90s especially, I can certainly remember a lot of people going to the baseball. It was always well advertised and well promoted. And
well, I'm sure there'll be more development for us to talk about later. I know how much you love your baseball. So,
well, I have no choice.
To be fair, you know, you're the basketball man and I'm the baseball man, but we just love all our sports, don't we, Sean?
We sure do.
Well, so ends another Carlo Knows Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.